a get out of hell free card. Actually, it's much better than that, as set forth in Steve's book. This is going to be a blessing to you. It's going to help you understand the dilemma that we're facing. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Become a partner with us. Seriously consider that, will you? Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. May I suggest, the perversion of the grace message is leading to the destruction and downfall of our entire country. We'll be back with you tomorrow, Lord willing. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown, and we're going to be talking about what's happening to the economy, and basically, of course, everybody is talking about the shutdown of the government, and the Republicans are saying, well, you know, we'd go ahead and fund these things if you just fund Obamacare. And let me point out, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking maybe at the most of $50, $75 billion to fund Obamacare. We are going on behind on average over $1 trillion a year. The national debt has gone up $6 trillion in 5 years. And what we must understand is that both the Republican and the Democrat parties are playing games. They both want big government spending, and the Republicans say, well, you know, we'll certainly fund this if you cut back maybe a little here or a little there. And the truth of the matter is both political parties are working to destroy the economic structure of this society, and nobody wants to say that. But basically, of course, both political parties are in favor of globalism. The Republican Party is in favor of all of the wars and the massive military that we have, most of which is totally unnecessary. America spends more money on its military than the next 10 nations in the world combined. Why do we spend so much money on our military? Why? Because the basic thrust of this government is to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. It has nothing to do with preserving America. In fact, everything's being done to undermine America. Now, this is what people don't want. You see, basically, we're talking about all the wrong issues as far as the cutback in government is concerned. This is not going to solve the problem because neither the leaders of the Republican nor Democrat parties want to. John Boehner is simply playing his part. And why? Why? Because he's had all sorts of sexual indiscretions. Go up on the internet and type in your search engine, John Boehner, a Washington Inquirer, sexual affairs, and you'll find out about all of his sexual affairs, but it's not being picked up by the mainline media. That's how they control him. And he knows very well if he gets out of line, they'll bring him right on down. Hi, Ron Brown. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, we want your take on what's going on economically, your take upon what's going on as far as this so-called shutdown of government, and do you really think this is going to accomplish anything?
Well, of course, it's not going to accomplish anything. You've got both parties just bitching with each other, and the reality, our nation is so bankrupt, there really is no solution to it at this point. We have to just bite the bullet and cause a major depression any way you cut it. They, you know, right now all they're doing is trying to put off the day of reckoning. And in fact, they've been doing that for, what, 25 or 30 years since I've been watching it. So it's either print the money and put off the day of reckoning or face the bullet right now. But when you put it off, all you do is make the final crisis collapse even worse. So it's just they're just trying to buy time and keep the game going for a little bit longer. Understand?
You can't keep spending money you don't have. You can't keep borrowing money. You can't keep creating money out of nothing. The Federal Reserve System is creating $1 trillion a year, just creating it out of absolutely nothing. And basically, of course, they're buying up certainly the T-bills. Why? Because nobody else wants to buy the T-bills. That's why. And if the other countries start to dump their American T-bills, why? Of course, it'll collapse our system. America's so vulnerable, and the average American has no idea what's really going on. His life savings, everything he's worked for financially, is in jeopardy today, and nobody's telling him. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question or comment, give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A 1,000 contracts.
Hold that thought. Well, Ron is simply saying that certainly the price of gold and silver is certainly being manipulated on the commodity exchange. Now, that's illegal. It's illegal to manipulate the commodities, but they do it all the time. Why? Well, because, of course, the six major banks that are doing all of this manipulation control 50% of all, over 50% of all the financial assets of our nation, and they simply buy and sell government officials. And nobody's going to come forward and say that, because if they told the truth, they'd lose their job, they'd lose their pension, and perhaps they'd lose their life. And basically, of course, but the price of gold and silver, price of so many of our commodities is manipulated consistently. And when you know what's going to happen, you can make a lot of money. And if you are in the market trying to play this market, chances are you're going to get whipsawed and destroyed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment, but basically, of course, I believe our economy is in the greatest jeopardy it's ever been. You cannot continue running a country on borrowed money and borrowing $1 trillion a year to try to keep the economy going. And certainly right now, why, of course, as long as the interest rates are less than 3%, why we can afford the $400 billion a year charge for the interest on our national debt. But what happens if it goes up to 6% and we're putting out $800 billion, or if we're to go to 8% and we're putting out $1 trillion? Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the tax receipts, the money, all the money that comes in right now is only about $2.4 trillion. We're putting out $400 billion right now for interest. But one of these days, those interest rates are going to go up. I've seen the interest rates at 10%. And at that rate, of course, why is almost half of all the money coming into the federal government would be going to pay interest on the national debt. Because remember, we do not simply have the government creating money. All of the money is based upon debt, and that debt is money that is then funneled into the hands of the major banks. We have a system of the banks for the banks, and certainly to enrich the banks. And the living standards of the average American is dropping, whereas, of course, the massive wealth of the banks is rapidly increasing. And one of these days, the whole house of cards is coming down, in my estimation. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest this evening is Ron Brown, who's in the gold and silver business. He's been there for, about 30 years or more, isn't it, Ron?
Close to 35, Dr. Dan.
Okay, fine. Do you want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in getting your thoughts?
Sure. My number is, telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561.
All right, fine. Well, now, my understanding, though, is that the people, rather than be buying gold at these ridiculously low costs or low prices, really are not that buying gold. I mean, I would think that people would be frantically buying gold at this level, buying silver at this level, but they're not doing it, are they?
Well, it's really slowed down over the last, I'd say, 4, 5, 6 months. But keep in mind, the bankers have held the price down for well over 2 years. And if you're not really a student of the market and understand what's going on behind the scenes, it's easy to get discouraged because, and you know, what I always tell people is when you buy gold, you have to develop a different paradigm. You're not buying gold like you would a traditional investment. Because if you look at it from that standpoint, and you bought gold 2 years ago at silver at $48 or $50 an ounce, and here we are 2.5 years later, and it's trading at $20, $21 an ounce. It's been the worst investment in the world. But if you understand that you're buying gold and silver not as an investment per se, but as a refuge from a system we're watching fail in front of our very eyes, we just have to understand that the bankers who created this Ponzi scheme that gave them the privilege to create boom and bust at will just by their monetary policy, they're not going to give up without a fight. They can use their power to discourage and manipulate markets, but at some point, they will lose control. Like I always say, even the greatest magician eventually runs out of rabbits. And Dr. Stan, I think we're approaching that point. You know, I think one of the big mistakes we make is we think that these Western bankers are in total control, because let's face it, they have been for over 200 years or more since the Rothschilds stepped on the picture. But I think we're approaching a time where the Eastern Bloc nations have these Western bankers over the barrel, because the Western bankers have to suppress and manipulate the price of gold and silver simply because it's the barometer of confidence in their Ponzi scheme. So if gold and silver is rising, it's telling the whole world there must be something wrong with the system. And so they suppress the price because they can do it through the paper market. But here's their Achilles heel, Dr. Stan. China and the Eastern Bloc nations, who are our creditors, they're sitting there with hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars of our debt. And every time Morgan Chase and these big banks force the price down, the Eastern Bloc nations just get this big old Cheshire Cat grin on their face, and they say, thanks for the discount, ship me another 10 million ounces. So the physical gold is being transferred at an unbelievable rate from Western civilization to the East. And I really believe that when the Western bankers run out of gold and silver to deliver to the kings of the East, that's when the gig will be up, and I think that's when they'll put the squeeze play on them, force them to default on these massive paper contracts. When they do that, that will destroy the credibility of New York and London as the money centers of the world, and that's when all the power will be transferred to the East.
And that's really a rather frightening thing to contemplate, but it's obviously very true. China holds, I think, about $1.3 trillion of our debt, and Japan is not far behind with $1.1 or $1.2 trillion, certainly in T-bills. And if either one of those countries were to start to dump those T-bills on the open market, why, of course, they would simply bring down the whole debt structure of our society. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, everything is built upon debt. Our money is built upon debt. Every dollar that's in circulation is built upon debt. And why they divide this? Well, of course, this system is devised by the bankers for the bankers. The average individual doesn't understand how this whole monetary system works because they've intentionally made it confusing. It's really not confusing. It's a system of the bankers, by the bankers, and for the bankers, and really to the detriment of our people, because the people certainly involved in the banking are not interested in America or a sovereign monetary system. They're dedicated to this idea of a one-world government, and eventually they're going to collapse the system, create world chaos, and then at that point offer the solution, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and happiness and prosperity for everybody. And unfortunately, I fear the people are going to go along with this because they control the media. We have six corporations that control the medium, as we have six major banks that control over 50% of all the financial assets in this country. And as a result, they largely determine what certain American people think and believe. Well, certainly, Ron, you must be talking to your customers out there. What are the things that, what are you hearing from the people there who are investing or certainly who are observing what's going on? And again, if you're out in the audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But let's get to your thoughts, Ron.
Well, you know, these markets have been subdued for so long. The majority of my clients have already made, you know, major commitments. So they're just sitting back patiently, and they have a great feeling for what's coming down. What's not happening is that the people who've never bought gold and silver, I think the media has discouraged them because it's been down for so long. And, of course, they're trying to convince people we're in economic recovery. Of course, all they're doing is printing the printed press to create the illusion that there's a recovery when in reality things are just getting worse and worse and worse. So it's just people are kind of discouraged right now, and so you're not getting as many new people coming on board. And that's the way I would describe it. It's just a matter of time. This is like the eye of the storm or the eye of a hurricane where you're in that quiet period. But the other side of the hurricane is going to hit pretty soon, and then that's when things will explode upward.
Well, because we've seen similar periods in similar times before when suddenly we're sort of in the eye of a storm, and basically they manipulate things. And basically, of course, if you know the way that the chart system works, they call it a head and shoulders. And certainly on the upside, while you see the shoulder on one side, then, of course, the price of skyrockets in the middle, that's the head. Then it comes back down again, that's the shoulder. Basically, certainly on the downside, side, why you see the head and shoulders, or the head, rather than going up, goes down. And I think we've seen that. So we've seen the fall and the price, and now we seem to be back to his, coming back to his shoulder again. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We've got Dan calling from Florida. Dan, do you have a question for our guest?
Dr. Stan, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention a few things that are on my mind that I don't really hear being discussed very much, so I'll just mention them, and then I'll hang up and see what, if anything, you have to say. The first is the derivative situation with the banks and the fact that they're very interest rate sensitive and that there could be a massive collapse in the banking system if interest rates are allowed to rise. I should say the long-term rates, anyway. The second is the increasing aggression of the federal government, especially if its back is up against the wall, not having enough money to go after the individual retirement accounts, 401ks and IRAs. And that is corresponding with the implementation of some sort of martial law. Wait and listen. Thank you. And confiscation of gold.
Okay, fine. Well, I think your points are well made. You hang on here for just a moment. We're going to have a break, but I want you to hear what Ron has to say about it, because I'm sure you're concerned about the derivatives. Ron,
you already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050. And we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Ron Brown. We have Dan calling from Florida, and he was simply making the point, it was his understanding, that certainly this $85 billion a month that the Federal Reserve is putting out, half of it is going for T-bills, the other half, he believes, is going to buy these derivative contracts. Now, that is not my understanding. My understanding is that other $40 or $45 billion a month they're putting out is being used to buy up the underwater mortgage loans held by the banks to try to keep our banks stable financially. Ron, what's your thoughts?
No, I don't know for sure, but they're being used to buy back mortgage-backed securities to take the bad investments off the hands of their banker buddies. And some of that could be in some type of derivative formation. I don't know for sure, but the simple fact is they're running the printing press, not to bail out Main Street, but to bail out their buddies in Wall Street and the banking system. And as they run the printing press faster and faster, because if they don't run the printing press, the thing collapses immediately. So they're just, all they're doing is putting off a day of reckoning. But the more they do that, the more the confidence in the dollar is eroded, and at some point you'll hit critical mass and the whole system will fall apart.
Well, now, do you think they're really running the printing press, or are they simply doing this all by financial entries?
Well, sure. When we say run the printing press, we're not printing paper dollars anymore. They're just doing digits on a computer. But, all, you know, that's the accounting, and at some point, someone's counting that stuff as an asset, and someone is a liability. So at some point, the whole system, it's nothing but smoke and mirrors is the point. And at some point, the confidence collapses.
You can't create $1 trillion a year, certainly, whatever form it's in, out of nothing and expect this whole thing to stay together. It's going to come down. It's not a matter of if, but when. Okay, Dan, look, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Good points. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And let's go to Saeed, calling from Seattle. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
No, that's pretty good, actually.
Okay, very good. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But do you have a question for our guest?
All right. I don't know if I really have a question. I just kind of want to weigh in because a lot of the things you were saying, I'm a Muslim, by the way. And so a lot of the things you were saying about, you know, the one world order taking over, you know, all of that is pretty much similar in Islam as well. And so basically the way we see things is that ultimately the world is getting set up for one world system. And now the head of that system will be what you guys call the Antichrist, but what we call the Dajjal. You see what I'm saying? And so what I wanted to ask you was, is that kind of what you believe as well, that it's all gearing up for one entity to run the whole world?
Ron, how would you respond to Saeed?
I would basically agree, although I may disagree with you a little bit, Dr. Stan. I believe there's two main forces. I think you've got the forces from the east, headed up by China, and you've got the forces from the west. They both have their vision of a one-world government. They both want it. But I've always said there ain't no honor among thieves, and at some point, I think the east is going to pull the plug on the west.
And, of course, there's another factor, and this is one that most people don't consider. That is, of course, the Muslim world. I mean, basically, we have the China, we have India, you know, each one with about a billion people in it, but there's about 1 million people in the Muslim world as well. And my friend Certainly, William Still was invited to go over to Turkey, and there was a meeting there. But within this last 2 weeks in Istanbul, where they had actually representatives from almost all of the countries over in that area, and the economic ministers and the finance ministers, and those people over there representing close to a billion people are very, very concerned about this. This is a major financial force in the world today, and of course, I agree with them. They think that a debt-based money is wrong. They don't believe in interest, and I think they're actually right. Basically, Christianity used to certainly not accept interest. This didn't come about until the 1600s under Francis Bacon. And basically, the Islamic monetary system, I think, is far more stable than the Western monetary system. Say, does that answer your question at all?
You hit it right on the head. And so the thing is that basically if you actually study Christian and Islamic systems, you'll find actually a more stable currency within both. So my question is, who ends up taking over? Because the way a lot of the, you know, people that don't know what they're talking about try to paint everything is this big Muslim person that's supposed to come. But in fact, it's actually the bank behind the scenes doing the whole thing. So who, you're saying which banks from which countries do you believe take over? That's what I want to know.
Ron, what are your thoughts?
At this point, I would say the Eastern Bloc nations, and by the way, I think the Eastern Bloc nations, groups come together. So
hi,
I think
this
you
is
have,
Joy Smiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ron Brown. We're talking about what's going on economically. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for Ron, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we're approaching a real crisis situation economically. It's not a matter of if, but exactly when. Ron, before we go on, why don't you give us a, tell people how to get in touch with you and what will happen if they do get in touch with you?
Okay, my 800 number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. And if people get a hold of me, what I've done, I used to write newsletters all the time, but there's so many brilliant people out there that are writing. So what I do now is I put people on my email list, and if you want to be on it, just call me and give me your email. And as I read these documents and stuff from these brilliant people around the country, I will send those out, the ones that I think that are important, to keep people posted on what's really going on out there. So if you'd like to be on that, just feel free to call me, and I'll put you on my list.
Well, basically, of course, there are a lot of Sydney views out there. I love Sydney, Mr. Wilkie. I think he does a great job of keeping us abreast of what's going on. But our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for Ron, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, the government is, in, or I should say the Fed, is intentionally keeping the interest rates low with the idea that that's going to encourage borrowing and, of course, encourage the economy. But it is not. The economy is actually collapsing. And basically, they tell you the economy is growing, you know, at 2.2%, something like that. But that's based upon totally fallacious inflation figures. They tell us the inflation rate may be 2% or something like that, whereas the inflation rate is 6-8%. All you need to do is certainly go to the store and see what things cost and see the prices going up. So basically, of course, instead of a slowly growing gross domestic product, it is my feeling that we are actually losing our gross domestic product and going behind, which is certainly the definition of a recession. How do you feel about that, Ron?
Sure. If you're in recession, but you're running the printed press, and things are costing more, in nominal dollars, you can say that the gross domestic product is rising. But if you look at it in real terms, as far as the units are being sold, I'm sure it's going down at a rather rapid pace. So it's another example of smoke and mirrors to create the illusion that things are getting better, when reality it's just funny money chasing, you know, goods and services out there.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's fascinating to see what they're doing, say, over in Japan, where they've decided that the only way to get their economy going, because they've been in a recession for 20 years, is just simple to double the amount of money in circulation, which will lower the value certainly of their currency, which will make their goods more competitive on the world market and hopefully stimulate the economy. Well, of course, when you do this, of course, you destroy the value of the life savings of the Japanese people. And the trouble is they've done this. They've increased the amount of money well over 20% here in the last year. And it hasn't worked at all. Basically, their economy is not coming back. And what do you think about that idea? Certainly, of stimulating things by just destroying the value of the currency, but it makes your goods more competitive on the world market.
If you look at it from an individual nation, you could see where they could think that's the way out. But if you look at it from the total picture, in fact, go back to 1982, remember, Japan had created this Ponzi scheme. Their stock market went up to, 38,000 on the Nikkei, and then it collapsed. And part of the way, the whole world was about to go into a depression by 1982, and that's when Ronald Reagan was the president, opened the money spigot and said, we're going to trigger an economic recovery. So Japan at that point, they started to devalue their currency so their goods would be more attractive to the American consumer. Remember, at that stage of the game, America, U.S. was about 25% of total demand for goods and services. So when they started to devalue their currency, suddenly Germany says, and we have to compete, so we have to devalue our currency too. And so the whole world starts to this devaluation, trying to compete for the export business. And all it's doing is taking the whole system down into hyperinflation and devaluing of the currency. And at some point it has to end. And I think we're approaching that point. It's been going on for what now, 30 years?
Well, basically, this whole incredible scheme has been going on, going back to August 15th, 1971, when Richard Nixon took us off temporarily off the gold standard. It was just temporarily. He assured us. And, of course, he was lying, as with so many things that he said and so many things that the presidents do say, whether it's Democrat or Republican. The last thing they want is for people to understand what's going on. But the monetary system is the very foundation of a nation. We had a sound financial system for almost 200 years, and though even though Sydney people could not own gold after 1933, why at least we said a gold-backed currency until 1971, when they took us off a gold-backed currency, and we've been at this now for what, 43 years. And unfortunately, of course, this whole system now, they've just done about everything they possibly can to try to keep it going. And it's not going to keep going. It's just a matter simply of simple logic now. And when they keep telling us that the gross domestic product is going up, it's actually falling. They keep telling us that more and more people have jobs, and yet there are more and more people unemployed. Basically, they tell us certainly that what most people don't understand is we have well over 22 million government employees, either full-time or part-time. Let me repeat that. Over 22 federal and a million federal and state employees, either full-time or part-time. That's well over 7% of the population is employed by the government. Most of them are not accomplishing anything. And you can't really, of course, continue doing this indefinitely. Before the whole thing collapses, it's not a matter of if, but when. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We have Joe calling from Jersey. We'll put him on in a moment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if you have a question about what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, you really need to talk to Ron, and you need to begin getting your house in order. Ron, what should people be doing to protect themselves from the coming economic collapse?
Well, they have to understand that all paper assets have a third-party risk. In other words, when you have a paper asset, you're dependent on some other party to live up to their obligation. And when the world goes into and the country goes into a recession and depression, all of a sudden people can't honor their obligation. So the only way to protect yourself is to get out of third-party risk and get into something that's tangible and real that will serve you. So gold and silver would be one way to preserve your assets. But remember, Howard Ruff made one brilliant statement back in the 70s. He said, the day will come where if you got a choice between a wheelbarrow full of gold and a chicken, you'll take the chicken. So gold and silver won't do you any good if you don't have the other things to take care of yourself. Who wants to be out in the streets trying to find something at the stores that have been gutted and chaos? So you need to have some food storage. You need to have a plan to survive at least the first 2 or 3 months until hopefully, order will resume once the crisis hits. But we're definitely heading toward the crisis. All we can do is the best we can to prepare ourselves physically, but we also need to prepare spiritually, because this is a spiritual battle we're facing.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How are we doing tonight?
Fine, Dr. Stan. I hope you're all well, and as well as your guest, Ron Brown. I have a question for both you fellas. I heard it mentioned, I don't remember whether it was you, Dr. Stan, or whoever, that there's supposedly to the tune of $20 to $30 trillion that is parked offshore illegally by people from this country, and our government's going to be going after that money, which will bring, hopefully bring that back in, and our government will be able to tax it as well as penalize this amount of money by these people, and that'll bring in quite a few trillion for our government. And then supposedly the stock market will boom, because the only place that can really make any kind of interest on their money is not in the banks, but in the stock market. So I'd like to hear what you fellows have to say about this, okay?
All right, Ron. I think that's a very, very good question. And, Ron, could you develop that idea for Joe? He's saying basically that he's heard that the government is going after the people who have their money parked in banks throughout the world, and people who have their money there have not declared it, are being forced to bring it back into this country, and they're certainly going to be taxed on that, and then that money is going to be coming into America, somewhere around $20 trillion. And certainly the only place to put it would be in the stock market. They've put it into bonds or other things, you're not certain. And this maybe caused the stock market to boom. What are your thoughts?
Boy, I don't know where to start with that one. In the first place, if it's a free nation, people ought to be able to have their assets where they choose. So does the government have the right to force people? You know, the people who have their assets offshore are really trying to protect themselves.
Well, but basically these are people who have their assets offshore who have not declared them. Basically, if you declared your money, you can have your assets offshore. But if you have not declared them, why, of course, then, of course, you are in violation of the law. Whether they have the right to know what you have or not, we wouldn't argue. But the reality is that they are putting pressure on banks throughout the world to certainly force people to actually get the money out of the banks. And a lot of the banks, I know people actually who've had money invested overseas who've gotten contacted by their bank and said, we'll give you 3 months to move your money out of our bank. You can't keep it here any longer, because, of course, they don't want to have to open their banks to our banking system. So they're forcing their depositors, people who've had money in their bank and haven't declared it, to pull it out of the banks and move it someplace. A lot of those people are moving it back here into the United States. They're going to be fined, certainly for violating the law and not declaring it. And whether the IRS has the right to ask doesn't matter. This is the reality. What are your thoughts about that? Is this going to stimulate the stock market with all this money pouring back in the United States?
You know, best case scenario, it might kick the can down the road a little bit, but the system, the nation is so broke. The banks are so... You know, for example, a few years back, the Federal Accounting Standards Bureau came out and said, we're going to change the rules of reporting. Because, see, these banks are sitting all on all these bad mortgage-backed securities and all these bad leveraged debts. And if they were forced to report the way they're supposed to, then their insolvency would be obvious. So they came out and said, banks can now value their assets at whatever they choose. So, for example, a bank may be sitting on a $1 million mortgage on a house that's not worth $500,000. So think of all the bad assets they're sitting on, but they're valuing them on their books much, much higher than what they're worth. So all they're doing is, you know, this extra $20 trillion you're talking about, I don't know where that's going to come from, but all it would do at the best is put off a day of reckoning, because the system is totally broke.
Well, Joe, basically, I think I have the information that would verify what you're saying. I believe this is a factor. I believe, of course, people naive enough to bring it back into this country, they're going to have to be forced to bring it back into this country. And some of them may put it in the stock market. If they were smart, they'd put it into gold and silver. I don't think they're going to be smart. We may get some sort of a bounce out of that. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. You're not hearing about it, but I think the information you're putting out is absolutely correct. Anything else you want to ask, Joe? Because we've got a full board.
Okay, I'll just leave off with the thought that to Ron Brown also. Ron Brown is, well, you said, Dr. Stan, that they probably would not have the smarts to do that, but that may not be the case, because they know that the money is, you know, becoming worth less and less, and they just may, that may be even a boost for precious metals. So I'll sign off. Thanks so much.
God bless. Thanks very much, Joe. Let's go to David, who's calling us from Moses Lake. Hey, David, how are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Pretty good. Thank you. God bless you, and thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just had a question for you and your guest, and I'll listen to the answer when I hang up here. I'll listen to it on the radio. But I'm just kind of curious. Up in our area, there seems to be some what you'd call maybe a good buy on some homes and things like that right now. But I'm just listening to your program, wondering if that would even be a good idea to get into a 20-year loan or anything like that, even if even if the house, say, for instance, or something, is it a good deal? You know, is it a good idea to even get into something like a home loan or anything at this point in time? And anyway, I'll hang up and I'll listen to your answer on the radio.
So all right, fine, Ron. What would you tell David? Is there a place, if it's a real good deal as far as a home is concerned, that maybe you could rent out? Would that be a good place to put some of your money at the present time if you had money that you wanted to invest?
Not in my opinion, Dr. Stan. I think if you look at the price of real estate versus ounces of gold or silver, it's still at a very high price. One of the ways, you know, we had this real estate bust, was it in 2005, where we had the real estate just almost imploding. And over the last 2-3 years, in order to prop up that, because if you think about the real estate market, it is the key to the whole economy. Look at all the jobs and the banking system that are tied into the real estate market. So the people at the top have to prop up the real estate market. And one of the things they've been doing over the last 2 years is they've created these exchange-traded funds, taking millions, if not billions of dollars, and using that to buy these houses as speculation. It's not a real person buying a house to live in. It's speculation buying these houses to prop up the market. And I would say that's not a realistic real recovery, and it's still a bubble, and it's going to, you know, at some point this whole financial monetary bubble has to pop, and then we're going to go into a massive deflation of prices. And so gold and silver is the refuge, and if you wait till the system collapses, then that gold will go out and buy a lot more house than it will today.
Well, of course, my feeling is diversify, diversify, diversify. Of course, I don't have any money to invest, but if I did, I would have certainly some in gold and silver, and then I would have some in property, especially if you can get something that will generate an income. But you have to be sure that it's going to be able to generate an income. You can have all sorts of medical offices, but if nobody's going to rent them, and certainly with a change in the status of our healthcare industry, why? Because you could have empty medical offices. You could get apartment houses. And basically, there's nothing wrong with having an apartment to rent out if you can get a 10% return on your money. But will the money, people have the money to rent the apartment? So you have to look at aspects of it. Diversification is certainly important, but I agree with Ron that right now, gold and silver is a very, very important thing. We have Jim calling from Michigan. We'll get to Jim in just a moment. Once again, how can people reach you, Ron?
1-800-595-0561. 1-800-595-0561.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll get to Jim from Michigan, and then we'll be wrapping up this hour of Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca, and that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, Jim, which called from Michigan, wanted to know why China and Japan were still buying. He said they are our bonds, and they really have confidence. And I'm pointing out that China is not buying our bonds as they have to. They're changing the structure of their bonds, and they're not buying large sums of bonds from us as they have in the past. As far as Japan is concerned, we have over 35,000 American troops in Japan. Japan's an occupied country. They may appear to be a sovereign nation. They're not. When you have troops stationed in a nation, you control that nation. The same is true of Germany. And both of those countries, both Germany and Japan, are doing exactly what they're told to do. Anything else, Jim? I guess we lost Jim. Well, we're out of time. Ron, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. God bless you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next month. I hope that things are looking better by then.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. And if you're in a position to help, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, at 464-8295. But I'm sorry, if you'd like to donate to us, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got so many telephone numbers, but I'm searching for donations to contact us. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, of course, we hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or certainly take our four best tapes of the month, that you certainly get the books and the DVDs and the videos we offer. And if you don't have a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. It lists all of the myriad of books on finance. You need to get these books. You need to read them. You need to learn how to protect yourself. And we've got an excellent selection of books that will give you the advice and information you need. Of course, we have books and DVDs and 4-CD and 4-tape sets on all sorts of subjects that will help you better to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged today. Because, of course, if you're looking to understand what's going on from a political or financial point of view, why, of course, you can come up with all sorts of ideas. But this is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And so if you're in a position to certainly get the information, you want to get the information, why certainly you can go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. You can get one of our catalogs, but get the information and then, of course, start getting educated, because you're going to need that education if you hope to survive. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get a copy. If you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, let me recommend that. If you'd like to hear my interview with Norman Dodd, what I did in 1980, where he actually tells you, of course, about his interview with Rowan Gaither, the president of the Ford Foundation, and Rowan Gaither tells Norman Dodd, well, let me tell you what we're really doing here at the Ford Foundation. We're operating under presidential directives. Most of us are in the military. And we're operating under presidential directives to so alter life in the United States that we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. And Mr. Dodd says to Rowan Gaither, well, are you willing to tell that to the American people? And Mr. Gaither said, of course not. Of course not. Of course, the last thing they want you to understand is we're financing communism and socialism throughout the world, building up the system. This is certainly why in 1991, American corporations were over there building the gas wells and the oil wells for the communists to make them the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the world, and certainly reconstitute their economy after it collapsed with the collapse of communism. But nobody's going to tell you these things unless you listen to us. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The DVD, incidentally, Desperate Deception. There's so many other excellent ones, but please, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And you need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Grigg, who was at one time the senior editor for the New American Magazine. Certainly he's written, been editor for Republic Magazine. He's written for other magazines. You'll find his articles frequently at certainly Lou Rockwell's website, and of course, William writes the monthly Radio Liberty newsletter, and we appreciate so much his doing that. But of course, we try to have him on every Friday to keep us abreast of his views on the events that are taking place today. So William hopefully will be with us very, very shortly, but William, of course, gives us an overview of the things that are taking place here in America. And basically, America is changing. And if you look at some of the things that are going on, they really don't make sense unless you understand that the people who control both political parties make mockery of our electoral process. They control the media. They have their people planted within the military, within the banking system. And remember, six major banks, that's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, six major banks control well over 50% of all the financial assets in the United States. And that, of course, we have certainly six major media firms control the majority, 90% of the media. These people control both political parties. They have their people planted certainly within the within the our educational system. They have them planted within our churches. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they've even infiltrated our churches. And certainly they control the Federal Reserve. They largely control what the American people think and believe. And once you understand that, you'll be able to begin to work and think individually. You're going to have to challenge everything you hear, or whether everything you read on the Internet. There's a lot of wonderful information on the Internet, but the other side's putting out a lot of disinformation as well. And basically because they want to keep you confused, and you've got to learn who you can trust. And one of those people you can trust is William Grigg. William, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you so much for that very kind and hopefully not excessively laudatory introduction. I do my level best, my earnest best, to be trustworthy, and I recognize that I have my allotment of faults and probably somebody else's, but I know that the biggest problem we face is a lack of sincere interest in understanding the truth and telling it to the best of our ability. And one of the things that we've discussed before on this program, Dr. Stan, is what's going on with Dianne Feinstein, the National Security Agency, and also the so-called SHIELD law that the Senate is pushing right now, that would have, for the first time, the U.S. government the business of formally defining who is and who is not a journalist. And to hitchhike on your comments just before you introduced me, Dr. Stan, with respect to information, disinformation, and the control of information, it's really quite ominous that the United States government now wants to have a de facto license to define who is a journalist, and that license would apply only to those who receive their paychecks from a recognized corporate media outlet that liaises with the government and that is going to be recapitulating for public consumption, something that the government would find to be suitable.
Well, of course, basically, if somebody has certainly some sort of a government approval of what they're writing, you can be sure that they're not writing the truth. Because, of course, the people who control our government, a small group of people, probably call them the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, the establishment, the power elite, doesn't matter what you call them. If they give you a license, you can be sure that you are not going to be putting out accurate information, because the last thing they want is for the American people to hear the truth.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. Buy all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is William Grigg, just talking about the management of the news. And certainly, a couple of days ago, why a woman had driven her car, obviously mentally deranged, having some problems, and she'd crashed into a barrier at the White House. And then, of course, the police had tried to stop her, and she was running away from them, and she crashed into some sort of a place where she had to stop, and the police got jumped out of their car, and they surround her car, and instead of trying to get her out of the car or stop the car from going on by shooting out the tires, they simply gun down this woman and they kill her. Fortunately, she has an 18-month-old child in the back seat, but of course the child is not injured. But here's a woman without a gun, and they're going ahead and they kill her. No question, they murdered this woman. Basically, certainly a woman in a car, and the car says she does not have a weapon. Why would you start firing into the car? So they disable the car, surround it, and then open the car and get her out. But of course, now, of course, they've taken this story off the front page, and it'll be soon relegated to the back pages, and we'll forget about it. Basically, police, I think, are being manipulated, but they're frightened to death, but they're not acting responsibly. And you should never simply shoot down somebody who is not a real threat to an individual. If you don't have a gun, if you're not charging somebody with a knife, why would you have the right to shoot and kill them?
Yeah.
If you want to hit them with a bullet, you hit them in the leg, you hit them certainly, but you don't shoot them in the chest or in the head where you know you're going to kill them. And basically, of course, unfortunately, they're doing everything they can to create a barrier between the police and the people, and the people and the police. And the training of our police officers is designed to create a fear of the police in the hearts of the people. And this is exactly what this story does. This was a woman who did not have a gun and they killed her. What will be done to the police? Probably absolutely nothing. And yet, of course, they're not going to change this. They're doing this sort of thing all the time. And as William was saying, it was just a little over two or three weeks ago when there was a shooting there, sitting in Washington, D.C., and some fellow went in, hearing voices, went into a government building. They have pictures of him. And basically, you've seen them up there, and he's walking up and down the hall, or running up and down the hall with a shotgun. They knew, obviously, they were watching him when he came in. And there was a SWAT team there within a minute away. They wanted to come in and stop him before he killed a lot of people. They were not allowed to, and you have to ask why. Go right ahead, William. I want your thoughts on these issues.
Well, with respect to the way the media's handled this, I suspect that this was dispensed with very quickly because it didn't fit the standard narrative of gun violence. The approved narrative here is that you have the police responding to an active shooter. And this is always framed in such a way that the gun becomes the issue rather than anything having to do with the background of the shooter. And in many of these instances, if not most, you have somebody who has psychological problems and probably is under the influence of antidepressant drugs, which exacerbate whatever problems that person is having. That's a unifying thread in almost all of these cases where you have an actual mass shooting involving somebody, an active shooter, who in most of these cases kills himself before the police kill him. The Navy Yard case was an exception. This wasn't a standard gun violence incident. This was a much more dangerous one because this involved irresponsible and criminal misuse of firearms by police officers. In a city which has probably the most stringent gun control laws anywhere in the United States. And so that's not something that's going to be receiving the type of focus from the mass media that a Sandy Hook massacre would receive. The other thing that's important to recognize, and this is something you adverted to, Dr. Stan, is that there is no protocol of which I'm aware that justifies flinging around during a vehicle pursuit in an occupied city. and in the city street and residential neighborhood or a business section. You don't do that. That's profoundly irresponsible, because when you're trying to hit a moving target like that, you don't have clearance behind the vehicle, and there's all kinds of potential for what's called antiseptically collateral damage. So that underscores the irresponsibility here of what was done in response to this episode involving a woman who apparently suffered from postpartum depression or some other type of syndrome that left her somewhat unbalanced.
But I think that if you've seen the pictures, and I'm sure you have, I mean, we've got a half a dozen police officers surrounding this car, all with officers with drawn guns. But the woman doesn't have a weapon.
Yeah.
So why are they going to kill her?
It used to be that in a situation of this sort, they would disable the vehicle. I have a very close relative who had a mental breakdown as a teenager, and he was driving in circles in an empty parking lot. This would have been in the early 1980s. And one police officer showed up and managed to pin his vehicle up against a barricade. And then because he'd received the key from the mother of my relative who had the problem, he was able to open the back of the vehicle and get into the car and then pull the key out of the ignition and thus disable the car. Today, I suspect, they would have called a SWAT team. They would have responded with overwhelming force, and that young man, who was a teenager who had a breakdown because he got in trouble with a young lady, that young man would be dead. And that's a very different perspective on the role of peace officers, as I grew up with them, and the paramilitary mindset, which is more suitable to a military occupation that characterizes so many police forces today, particularly in the capital city. The thing that struck me as I studied this case is the similarity in many ways between what happened here when this woman went basically through what could be construed as something akin to a security checkpoint when she butted up against the barricade in front of the White House. The similarity in response to this act and what happened during the military occupation of Iraq 8 or 10 years ago, you had at least probably a couple of hundred cases where Iraqi civilians, often women and sometimes children, were shot at checkpoints, often at nighttime, because they did not clearly understand the instructions that were being given by U.S. military personnel who had rules of engagement that permitted them to take preemptive lethal action against anybody who didn't stop with sufficient alacrity at a checkpoint. And it really is sort of a perverse thing if you think about it, that an Iraqi living in his or her home country, in his or her hometown, his or her neighborhood, would be required to defer slavishly to the instructions of somebody who represents a foreign invader, a foreign occupation force. People have no right to be in their country, let alone that neighborhood, and they're gunned down often within a few blocks of where they live at a checkpoint that shouldn't be there under rules of engagement that permit the soldiers of the occupation force to take preemptive action against civilians who are unarmed and pose no threat to them. And, of course, if you're talking about an occupation force of this kind, the assumption is that the people who surround them probably hate them, because why wouldn't they? I mean, if we were occupied, we'd certainly hate the occupiers. And so people who are thrust into the role of occupiers probably understand at some level that the people they're dealing with might, when given the opportunity, take action against them. And that, I think, causes them to escalate situations of that kind. As a matter of fact, in the war logs from the Iraqi war that were provided by Bradley Manning, you read about dozens or scores of what were called escalation of force episodes at checkpoints. That's the expression used, is escalation of force. And I suspect that in the security-obsessed environs of Washington, D.C., the imperial capital, there's this understanding at some level on the part of the people who run Washington, D.C., that they have been making life miserable for pretty much everybody on the planet now for a number of decades. And so they have this sense, I suspect, not because of conscience, but because of some rudimentary capacity for self-preservation, that they've probably engendered the type of resentment in their victims that could eventually catalyze into retaliation. And that's why Washington, D.C., unlike every other capital, national capital on the face of the planet, is utterly obsessed with security. Why you have similar rules of engagement, apparently, for Capitol Police and the Secret Service and other militarized law enforcement government agencies in Washington, D.C., similar rules of engagement to those that prevailed under the Iraqi occupation when you had U.S. military personnel running these checkpoints at night. And it's important to point out as well, Dr. Stan, that these checkpoints, Iraq-style checkpoints, I contend, are beginning to proliferate across the countryside. Just about everywhere in the country at some point or another. Right now, I'm sure there are probably dozens of counties in the United States where police are stopping cars at warrantless, suspicionless checkpoints for DUI or DWI investigations to check for seatbelt violations or violations of child safety regulations, to check for driver's licenses and insurance. All these things are patently unconstitutional. I grant there are Supreme Court decisions that can be construed as authorizing these checkpoints, but the Fourth Amendment does not, in any honest construction, authorize a generalized, warrantless, suspicionless checkpoint to which everybody is subject. And at these checkpoints, if they're operated in such a way that if you try to take evasive action when you see a checkpoint ahead, often police will construe that as some kind of admission of, or some kind of display of suspicious behavior, and treat this as probable cause to detain you and search your car, which, of course, once again, is doubly unconstitutional, but it's very commonplace nonetheless. Back in June, in Brunswick County, North Carolina, there was a warrantless, suspicionless checkpoint that was set up, and a couple of people, a couple of young men, in a Lincoln, Lincoln Navigator SUV, approached the checkpoint and decided to take evasive action. And when they evaded the checkpoint, the police opened fire on them, and they directed their fire into oncoming traffic, endangering the lives of dozens of innocent people. And the people who were trying to evade the checkpoint were eventually shot, stopped, and then they were charged with attempted homicide because they had fled a checkpoint and supposedly put the lives of police officers at risk. The same kind of mentality, quite frankly, that you just saw a couple of days ago in Washington, D.C., and it's all rooted in this idea that police are now an army of occupation.
But I think that police are being manipulated. So
yes.
They are being used as so the people who are informing them, the people who are telling them what to do, laying out precedent for them, protocol. They are the enemies of freedom, in my estimation. We'll be back in a moment here.
While a storm cloud gathers.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is talking about a sheriff there in Idaho that William has had a chance to talk to, and the sheriff is concerned about the training of these young men coming out of the police academies or sheriff's academy that really have an entirely different attitude. They're not there as peace officers. They're not there to defend the public. They're part, certainly, of a force that is going to dictate the law. And basically, rather than certainly look upon themselves as people who are willing to put their lives out certainly to try to maintain law and order, but certainly withhold the use of force as much as they possibly can. Why they've been trained, and it's just part of the tragedy of their current training, are basically that there's this philosophy that if somebody's out there and you're a child, they give them an order, they will obey or else. And basically, certainly the idea that you would ever try to shoot somebody in the arm or the leg. No, when you shoot into the chest and you shoot to kill. And that's wrong, but this is what they're being trained in today. And tragically, unfortunately, people don't understand there really are dark and sinister forces out there I'm concerned about. Working within certainly the police academies and within police training to create this barrier between the police and the people and the police. And certainly instead of being peace officers, they become law enforcement officers. Go ahead.
Yeah, they become law enforcement officers. And their attitude, once again, is much more suitable to that of an occupation force. And take a look at the historic roots of our system of policing. There is a real problem here because they descended from Robert Peel's police force in the Metropolitan Police for London, which was opposed by conservatives when it was originally proposed back in the 1820s. The conservatives in Great Britain, the parliamentary conservatives, the old Tories, people of Edmund Burke's cast of mind, opposed this because they did not want to have a paramilitary body that would function like an army of occupation. They had learned, among other things, the lessons of the American War for Independence when the constabulary to enforce the will of the monarch and the administration for North America was the Redcoats. They didn't have Redcoats, they had Bluecoats, the model that was used for the Metropolitan Police that Robert Peel adopted was the Royal Ulster Constabulary. That was a military force that was occupying Ireland. The Irish didn't much care for that. It's ironic that so many of those people who fled from the Royal Ulster Constabulary in Ireland about four or five decades later ended up migrating to New York, where they became the backbone of the NYPD. That's sort of an ironic little twist of historical circumstance. But what's happened is that it's really reverted to type now, our system of law enforcement. We had the blessing in this country of having a system on sheriffs. And sheriffs are elected. They're accountable to the local population. They're not seen, for the most part, as enforcing the will of a distant political elite, or they're not seen as the agents of a municipal corporation, which is what most police, every police agency I'm familiar with in this country, is the enforcement arm of a municipal corporation. And police chiefs are not publicly accountable. They serve at the pleasure of the city government, whether you're talking about the mayor, the city council, the city manager. The sheriff, on the other hand, is somebody who can be recalled. He's somebody who has to stand for election, and he's somebody who has to be accountable to the public. And that's one of the reasons why I very much favor a more prominent role for sheriffs in a constitutional system where we would have peace officers rather than law enforcement. Another illustration of what we're talking about concerning this change, this ominously changed role of police officers, was in this episode that took place in New York City last weekend, where a group of motorcyclists descended on a young family in a car and then dragged the driver out of the car and beat him severely after one of their number had collided with the vehicle. The van was trying to flee from this pack of motorcyclists. He was very severely beat in retaliation for this bumping incident. Well, one of the people who was a member of this motorcycle gang was an undercover NYPD detective, and he didn't intervene to protect the citizen because he didn't want to blow his cover. The question, of course, is why would you bother to have a police department if they don't have an enforceable responsibility, what the common law calls a duty to care, for a citizen who's being beaten by a biker gang? There was another case a couple of years ago involving a man who was on a subway who intervened to arrest, basically, a citizen intervened to arrest a man who'd been on a murder spree, stabbing several people, and he was severely stabbed and beat and attacked and nearly killed by this deranged man with a knife. There were at least two police officers who could have intervened to stop it. They didn't. They stayed behind the partition. They allowed this man to basically take the brunt of this deranged man's attack, and then they moved in to intervene after it was safe to do so. And the NYPD ruled that there was no enforceable duty on the part of their officers to intervene to protect this man from a knife-wielding lunatic. That's not how peace officers should function.
Well, I think that I don't know whether this would be routine. I would think that an awful lot of police officers would do what was right.
I'd hope so.
I hope we'll be back in just a moment with William Greig.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cynthia William is saying that there, certainly in this police academy there in Idaho, why they had certainly some sort of a slogan about, certainly don't worry about PTSD, go out and cause it. Basically, the idea is get people fearful, get them fearful of the police. I mean, do what you have to do to bring people under control. And this, I believe, is provocative. I believe that the police forces, like our churches, certainly like our medical profession, have been infiltrated by people who are doing everything they can because they want to put a barrier between the people and the police and the police and the people. And let ladies and gentlemen understand that there really are evil and wicked people here who do not want to have peace officers. They want to have authoritarian figures. And when in response to the authoritarian figures, why the public will cower and go along with the government. Unfortunately, these forces, these are sinister, dark, and spiritual forces, permeate every aspect of our lives, from certainly our military, right into the banking system. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, these dark forces have even infiltrated our churches, where they've changed both the music and the message of our Christian church, but certainly they're working within law enforcement as well. William, you go right ahead.
You're talking about the long march through the institutions, as the disciples of the Italian communist theoretician Antonio Gramsci put it. They see these as a series of commanding heights to be taken over through subversion and infiltration, rather than trying to stage some kind of a direct military assault on the targeted society. You simply put agents of influence within these institutions, and then they would exercise an influence like leaven, like yeast. And so to use the biblical concept, be aware of the fact that leaven can leaven the entire lump when you have people who are devoted agents of subversion working within these institutions. These institutions will be repurposed from within. And the old, and by old, I'm talking about millennia old concept that Aristotle referred to as the revolution within the form that happened in Rome, and Garrett Garrett in his essay, The Revolution Was, talked about how about a century ago. Matter of fact, today, I think, is the 100th anniversary of the imposition of the federal income tax. And this, of course, is the centennial of the Federal Reserve Act. These two things went together, and they represent a complete repudiation of our founding heritage. For the last several decades, before Garrett Garrett's essay was originally published during the New Deal era, he talked about the fact that the United States Republic had been completely turned inside out as a result of this revolution within the forum. This is happening, of course, within these law enforcement institutions. The fact that you find this attitude being cultivated in Meridian, Idaho, is really disturbing, particularly when you see that there are immediate fruits of that attitude. A year ago, in a little town, actually not so much a town as it was a little unincorporated rural area called Lisa, which is outside of a small town here in Idaho named Emmett, there was a...
Well, William, can you speak up just a little bit louder?
I'll do that. A year ago, there was an episode involving a couple living in a little unincorporated area of Idaho called Lita, an organic farmer and his wife, who were attacked in their own home by the local sheriff's office. Now, that's really disturbing because the sheriff's office is supposed to be primarily involved with protection of rights rather than the violation of rights. There was a malicious and false domestic violence report filed by a neighbor who didn't like them. And so rather than sending out a single deputy with a social worker, which had happened in that same neighborhood a year earlier, I've talked about this before, but I think this is relevant to our current discussion. In the same neighborhood, a couple of days before this episode I'm describing, a man who was drunk and abusive, and there was a firearm involved in this. They send out one deputy sheriff from the Gem County Sheriff's Office and a social worker, and the drunken, abusive boyfriend, it wasn't even a husband we're talking about, was allowed to get into the car without having his hands cuffed, without being taken formally under arrest, and just taken out of the home while the social worker dealt with the wife. That happened a couple days earlier. In this call, which occurred in August 2012, and this is something I've written about on my blog, and I've reproduced the 911 recordings and the conversations among the deputies, there was a conscious decision they had to assume a paramilitary posture. They made this a tactical SWAT-style raid because one of them said, we have to assume he's anti-law enforcement. He's a constitutionalist. And for that reason, you had a half a dozen sheriff's deputies wearing body armor with guns drawn, several of them holding assault weapons, swarmed the house, dragged this woman out of the house screaming in terror, had her thrown to the ground by one of the deputies. The husband was forced to come out and kneel with his hands behind his head, facing away from the deputies with the muzzles of automatic weapons, not automatic, they weren't machine guns, the muzzles of assault weapons pointed at his skull while they conducted an illegal search of the home. It was an illegal search because they weren't clearing the home. They were looking for evidence of contraband. They were looking for narcotics evidence. You're not clearing a room. You're not clearing a home trying to find out if there's somebody in there with a gun. If you go into a bedroom, you have to open a bedroom door to go into the bedroom. You pick up an ashtray and sniff it. That's an illegal search. But this happened in August 2012, and it was the sheriff, Chuck Rowland, from the Gem County Sheriff's Office in Emmett, and his deputies, who did this. And the idea was that they had to assume that he was an enemy of the state because he was a self-described constitutionalist. As it happens, this man was a retired police officer himself, and he's somebody who has, for the last several decades, been recovering from an incident in 1982 or 1983 when he was stabbed by a shoplifter while he was trying to protect the property of a business owner. And so he's somebody who was following a very different ethic in 1982 than the one that was used that resulted in him and his wife being terrorized in their own home in 2012. Now, he doesn't suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but his wife does now. As a matter of fact, they've been forced to leave the state because of the legal expenses and the loss of their crop. They lost their entire harvest that year because he was forced down onto his knees and then handcuffed behind his back, then dragged up by his shoulders and his wrists, and then dropped on his tailbone. So he suffered a fractured tailbone and nerve injuries that made it impossible for him to bring in his harvest. So they lost their entire fall harvest last year, and so they're still dealing with the financial and medical consequences of this completely unjustified assault on their home. That's what happens when you have the post academy. Training people who are hired as deputies to go out and inflict post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, that's what happens when suddenly constitutionalist is used as an epithet rather than to describe somebody who is devoted to the rule of law and the protection of liberty by law. And one of the things that I've been working on for the last several days is a story that I'll probably publish next week about the dissemination of armored vehicles to small police departments, small-town rural police departments, and sheriff's offices. The most recent initiative by the Department of Homeland Security, those are the people you're talking about, Dr. Stan, who are bound and determined to mobilize local police against the populations that they supposedly serve. The Department of Homeland Security this year is distributing, I think it's something like 6,100 of these mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, or MRAPs, to small-town police departments and small rural county sheriff's office. Here in the state of Idaho, there are at least two that have been distributed, one to Nampa. Nampa's a town of about 70,000 people, so it's a fairly sizable town by Idaho standards. But the other was sent to Preston. Preston is in the extreme southeast quadrant of Idaho, about 6 miles north of the border with Cache County, Utah. I used to live in Cache County, Utah. I know Preston very well. Some of your listeners might be familiar with Preston, Idaho, from a whimsical film called Napoleon Dynamite that came out about a decade ago, which was an uncanny recreation of the culture and atmosphere of southeastern Idaho. It's just larded with all kinds of arcane references. The people who were born and raised in that part of Idaho, as I was, would understand that other people might find mystifying. This is a town of about 5,000 people. It has no crime. If you take a look at the crime statistics, they're available through the census data and other sources. Preston is a town that has had one murder in the last 15 years. They have no armed robbery. They have no armed assault. They have some theft. They have very few simple assaults. Their crime rate in Preston doesn't make the needle twitch. But they got an MRAP. They got one of these combat-grade armored vehicles, of which the Pentagon produced a rather large allotment, too late to be of use in Iraq. They were originally manufactured to be sent to Iraq because the Humvees were inadequately armored to deal with improvised explosive devices. People would drive these Humvees over an IED. The IED would go off, and everybody inside the Humvee would be torn to shreds. So they developed these to be resistant to embedded improvised explosive devices or automatic weapons fire or things such as rocket-propelled grenades. They're large, very cumbersome, very heavy vehicles that have no practical application for the type of work that peace officers do. I actually spoke for about an hour and a half yesterday morning with the police chief in Preston, Idaho. His name is Kent Geddes. He's a former deputy with the Franklin County Sheriff's Office there in Franklin County. It's headquartered there in Preston. And he is absolutely committed to the proposition that just because Preston is a bucolic little town with no violent crime doesn't mean that they couldn't see a Sandy Hook, they couldn't see a Columbine type of an episode, they couldn't find themselves under siege from terrorists. I don't know where he get the idea that Preston is a strategically coveted target for terrorism. But as far as he's concerned, it was free, meaning the Pentagon had already paid for it with tax money, and it was providing it through this Homeland Security Department program, basically for the asking. It's free. The military will train us how to use it. People should be grateful rather than suspicious that the federal government and the military and their benevolence are providing us with this new asset that we can use to make people safe. Of course, there's no public safety benefit to an MRAP. He was trying to convince me, and he was sincere in saying this, that it could be used to evacuate people in a barricaded shooter type of a situation. But I'm not aware of any SWAT doctrine or practice that would either allow or even encourage SWAT operators to take the initiative to evacuate people from a building this way. Every SWAT engagement I've ever seen involving a barricaded suspect always involves a lengthy tactical series of maneuvers to get the SWAT operators in place. And by the time they're in place to do something, the barricaded suspect will probably have killed himself because he's sated his bloodlust. That happened to Columbine, that happened to Sandy Hook, that's happened in any one of a number of cases. I don't think that Preston's going to set a precedent in that respect. I also spoke with a public information officer, sergeant from Nampa, about the use of the MRAP. They had been receiving some pushback from the local population there because people are suspicious of militarization of the police, as well they should be. That's what the Third Amendment was supposed to prevent. We're not supposed to have soldiers quartered among us in time of peace. The Posse Comitatus Act is supposed to make a hard, bright line distinction between the military and law enforcement. Of course, that distinction no longer exists. The sergeant in Nampa said that they've already used this MRAP vehicle twice in the 2 weeks that they've had it, but neither case was it forward deployed. He was candid enough to admit to me that there are potential troubles when you have the military providing hardware to police departments because it changes the nature of the mission and it changes the mindset of police officers. And the example that I used talking with them was the use of the taser, because when the taser was introduced in the late 1990s, the idea was that it would be an alternative to the use of a firearm in a situation where lethal force could be justified. And what it's become is an implement of pain compliance, that the first tremor of resistance or even hesitation on the part of a citizen obeying an order from a police officer, out comes the taser. And he said, yes, it is a problem. People have seen that the use of that technology has expanded well beyond its original intent, and he admits that there are concerns about the way that the MRAP could be used or similar hardware.
Well, you know,
William, I think that basically what they're doing is playing games with the minds of our police officers. Because basically, when you have suddenly a weapon like this, why it sort of gives you an idea of it's us against them.
Yeah.
And basically, it's sort of, I saw something on the television the other night. They were talking about what suddenly you took a lot of college students and you actually had some sort of a game they were going to play. And some of them were dressed up like police officers in uniforms with the baton, and the others were simply dressed up as prisoners. And basically, even though everybody knew it was a game, suddenly it ceased to be a game with those pretending to be police officers in the union and the uniforms. They suddenly began to lord it over their fellow students who were playing the games of prisoners there. And they actually had to discontinue this study. It was a psychological study early. Because, of course, of the impact that it was having on the people. And basically, there were mistreatment of these fellow college students, even though it was only a game. And I believe this is what they're doing with the minds of our police officers today, with these fully militarized units. I think they know exactly what they're doing. It's just simply that the good police officers, many of them have never even thought of this or realized how they're being manipulated right along with the rest of us.
I agree. And one of the things I think that they're trying to accomplish with this is to use these MRAP vehicles as part of a program to indoctrinate police to be aversive to the idea of civilian gun ownership. Because what's called civilian gun ownership, the police should consider themselves civilians. They don't anymore. That's a big part of the problem. But one of the things that both the police chief and president and the sergeant from Nampa said to me is that the reason we have these is because everybody here has a gun. This is Idaho. Everybody on every block has a gun. So in the interest of officer safety, we have to be able to have this capacity. Why is it a problem that everybody in the city has a gun if you're not dealing with the crime problem? In Preston, there is no crime problem. In Nampa, there's a crime problem, but not nearly as dramatic in most cities as in most cities outside of the state of Idaho. But by providing them with this piece of hardware, the message is being impressed upon the minds of the police. As you say, Dr. Stan, it's us against them, and these people have firearms. That means that they were a threat to you. So we're providing you with this way of sheltering inside this armored vehicle to protect you against this ubiquitous threat to officer safety. That's the real takeaway for me, is that these people are being subtly played by the Department of Homeland Security, by the Pentagon, to believe that an armed citizenry is a dangerous environment to be in. And that's going to have consequences in terms of the way that they behave when they are in contact with the public.
You're absolutely right, William. I want you right now to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your website, get your books, get your material, and get your PayPal button. Please tell us.
Dr. Stan, my chief outlet is the Pro Libertate blog. Pro Libertate, just Google Pro Libertate and Will Grigg, and you'll get to that in the first return, or freedominourtime.blogspot.com. There's a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay that I publish. I just published one today. My radio program comes on at the Liberty News Radio Network, libertyroundtable.com, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central, no, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, forgive me, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock California Time, Freedom's on the Radio on the Liberty Roundtable, libertyroundtable.com. And I also have my book, Liberty and Eclipse, available in audio format at audible.com and at amazon.com as well.
And let me recommend to you, ladies and gentlemen, that William Grigg's material is some of the finest material that's available. I recommend it to you, and certainly William writes our monthly newsletter. We appreciate that. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. There's a PayPal button at the bottom of every page.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoy our weekly conversations with William. Of course, he does most of the talking, but I really find that with his remarks, his thought process is clear and concise and addresses the real issues that face us today. Because basically, we are involved in a psychological battle, whether you know it or not. We're constantly being manipulated by the media, and you need to be able to think and think things through clearly. Understand that there's an effort to turn the police against the public and the public against the police. And what we need is to all be in this together, because we are. We're all Americans, and what we need to do is understand that we have an enemy. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Basically, of course, we carry another little book. It's called None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. It came out in 1971 or 1972. It exposed the Council on Foreign Relations, which is why, of course, David Rockefeller then created the Trilateral Commission, which is the real structure that runs America today. It is simply not by coincidence between 1977 and the year 2009. Every president of the United States and or vice president came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, as did certainly 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense, 6 of the 8 presidents of the World Bank, and 8 of the 10 of U.S. World Trade representatives. Do you think that happened by accident? Oh, if this is true, why aren't you going to hear about it? Because the media is controlled. Who controls it? The secret cabal. Who's the secret cabal? Well, you want to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, you go to page 405, you can get it from us. David Rockefeller, the book Memoirs, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And there David Rockefeller tells you about the secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to bring about more integrated global and economic structure. And those are his words, not mine, ladies and gentlemen. The book Memoirs, David Rockefeller. You need to get my talk on the Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. So if you get those books, certainly The Brotherhood of Darkness, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, Memoirs, and certainly we carry, of course, Barry Goldwater's wonderful book with no apologies as well, the used copies. But you need to get the information. You need to read it. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. We're moving into a very, very difficult position, a very, very difficult time. Economically, I think there's going to be increasing unrest in America. There's going to be some cataclysmic events. In fact, if you read certainly the speech given by Janet Napolitano when she left the Office of Homeland Security, and I believe it's page 5, but you can find this up on the internet, where she talks about the fact we're going to have a cyber attack in America. We're going to have a cyber attack in America, quite possibly the worst possible catastrophe to ever affect our nation, the worst catastrophe to ever affect our nation. Certainly, that is their August of this year's speech by Janet Napolitano. Pull it down off the internet. Understand, she's telling you basically there's going to be a major catastrophe. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can read our newsletters. You can, and of course, you can read the recent ones by William Grigg as well. Why you can, of course, watch our DVDs. Many of them are posted there. You can certainly listen to our news, listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and archive 24 hours a day. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then we hope if you're in a position to help us financially, we certainly need your